from high school and enters the university, we no longer call him a high school student, but rather a college student.
那称他为大学生，可能他已经代表着他已经满了18岁。
When we call him a college student, it could also symbolize that this person is 18 years of age.
我们称他为大学生，我们知道他在追求知识的领域里头，他更进一步的阶段。
When we call him a college student, it also symbolizes that this person is pursuing the next level of the pursuit of knowledge.
所以这些称呼常常代表着不同的意义。
Each of these titles or labels have different meanings.
今天我们相信主耶稣基督，我们领受了救恩之后，这些使徒们也用各种不同的称呼来称呼我们。
When we come to believe in Jesus Christ and receive the grace of his salvation, we are also called by various names and titles.
使徒彼得在彼得前书第二章说，我们是活石。
The Apostle Peter called us living stones in the first book of Peter.
在哥林多后书里头，那彼得这个保罗他用了一个很好的名词，说新约的执事。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul called us with a very good name, which is ministers of the new covenant.
狭义来讲，像保罗他们这些为主耶稣传福音的人，叫做新约的执事。
And those who are like Paul, who preach the gospel of the New Testament, these are called the ministers.
那扩大范围来讲，其实我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都是新约的执事。
In a general sense, each of the brothers and sisters is a minister of the New Covenant.
那保罗他知道这个职分的宝贵。
And Paul knew the value of this status.
那他也因为这个职分。 在他信仰的道路上面，他充满着自信。
And because of this very position, he had confidence in his work.
所以同样的，今天我们要以这个新约的执事为一件宝贵的事情，也因为这个职分，我们要有自信。
And in the same way, we should value this position as a minister of the new covenant, and we should be confident in this role.
我们请看哥林多后书第三章。
Let us refer to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3.
哥林多后书3章第6节。
2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 6.
第6节，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。 那用字刻在石头上的是属死的执事，尚且有容。我们念到第六节就好，请念。Verse 6,
who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
第4章第1节。Chapter
4, verse 1.
说我们既然蒙了怜悯，受了这职分，就不上胆。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart.
在这里，这两节经节里头，我们看到这个保罗他看重这个职分。
Based on these two verses, we know that Paul valued this position very highly.
第一个，这个职分是非常的尊贵的。
First, this position is very worthy and valuable.
请看。 哥林多后书第2章16节。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16.
16节，在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这事谁能担得起呢？
To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things?
这个最后一句话说，这样的事情谁能担得起呢？
The last verse says, who is sufficient for these things?
新约的执事，这个职分是非常的尊贵的。
This position of the minister of the new covenant is very important and valuable.
因为能够带给人称义的恩典。
Because it brings a grace that provides righteousness.
带给人得生命的恩典。
And it also brings the grace of life.
这个职分也带给人得荣耀的恩典。
This position also brings the grace of glory.
那我们是如何成为新约的执事呢？
How are we to become a minister of the new covenant?
在三章第六节，哥林多后书三章第六节，我们已经念过。
We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
说我们不是凭着字句。
We do not abide by the letter.
这个字句也就指着律法。
And the letter refers to the law.
这个字句也指着一些阻碍。
This letter?
一些障碍。
This letter also refers to certain obstacles.
请我们也看一下哥林多后书三章十六节。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
所以这个律法就好像一个帕子一样。
The law is like a veil.
把人给遮盖住了。
And it covers the eyes of men.
成为了一个阻挡。
It becomes an obstacle.
那所以哥林多后书三章第六节说，我们是凭着这个经义来成为新约的执事。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 tells us,It is through this spirit that we become ministers of the new covenant.
这个 spirit 如果是小写的话，就是它真正的意义。
And if the spirit is not, the word is not capitalized, it refers to the actual meaning of the law.
如果是大写的话，就指着圣灵。
But if this word is capitalized, then it refers to the Holy Spirit.
那这两个都可以用。
And both of these means can be utilized.
我们是凭着那真正的意思来成为新约的执事。
It is through the true meaning of the law that we become ministers of the new covenant.
我们也是因为圣灵的工作，我们来成为新约的执事。
It is also because of the work of the Holy Spirit that we become ministers of this new covenant.
那三章十六节又告诉我们说，应当归向主，我们才能够成为新约的执事。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, it tells us that only when we turn to the Lord can we become ministers of the new covenant.
那为什么说这个职分是这么的尊贵呢？
Then why is this position so valuable?
它的内容是什么？
And what is the responsibility or duties that are...
我们说能够带给人生命。
It is because it brings life.
那这主要的内容是什么？
But...What is the content of this role?
第一个就是让人知道自己是被主耶稣所爱的。
First, it allows people to know that they are loved by Jesus Christ.
罗马书五章第八节说，我们还做罪人的时候，主耶稣就已经爱我们，为我们死。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says that God showed his love toward us while we were still sinners, he died for us.
当一个人归向主的时候，他就会发现这个这么好的恩典。
And when a person turns to the Lord, they will find this wonderful grace.
因为被主耶稣所爱，所以我们知道我们是被他所接受的。
And because we are loved by Jesus Christ, we are also accepted by him.
在生活当中，我们常很怕被人排斥。
In our daily lives, we may fear rejection.
连小孩子都怕他 不被他的同伴接受。
Even children are afraid of not being accepted by their peers.
但是我们一个基督徒，我们知道我们是被主耶稣所接受的。
However, as a Christian, we know we are accepted by Jesus Christ.
无论发生什么事情，我还有主耶稣。
Regardless of what may happen in our lives, we know that we have the Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所书的这个保罗在以弗所书里头说，我们是在创世之前就被拣选了。
In Ephesians, Paul says that we were chosen before the creation of the world.
我们已经被主耶稣所接纳了。
We had been accepted by the Lord Jesus Christ.
请我们也看一下以弗所书第一章。
Let's refer to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章第七节。
Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7.
第七节，我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过患得以赦免。乃是照着他丰富的恩典。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
这里又说到我们是被赦免的。
We are forgiven.
主耶稣借着主耶稣的宝血，我们不再是罪人。
It is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that we are no longer sinners.
我们成为神的儿女。
We have become the children of God.
我们有这个承受天国的盼望。
And we have the hope of receiving the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
那因为我们被主耶稣赦免了，所以在我们的生活当中，我们也能够除掉许许多多的这些这个厌恨的事情。
Because we have been forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ, we can get rid of many obstacles in our daily lives.
想到主耶稣赦免我们，我们也就更加容易的来赦免我们周遭的人。
When we think of how the Lord has forgiven our sins, it is easier for us to forgive the debts of those around us.
当我们归向主耶稣的时候，
And when we turn to the Lord,
我们发现说我们拥有很多的自由。
We find great freedom.
最大的自由就是我们能够为了这一位爱我们的主耶稣来活。
The greatest freedom of all is that we can live for the Lord who loves us.
所以成为新约的执事，这是一个极大的恩典。
Therefore, to become a minister of the new covenant is a wonderful grace.
不但我们自己能够得恩典，我们也带给人恩典。
Not only do we receive grace, but we also bring grace to others.
那这个哥林多后书三章啊，就在描保罗描写着一个新约的执事，他领受了哪些的恩典。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul tells us what kind of talents and gifts a minister of the new covenant has received.
请看哥林多后书三章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
并不是我们凭着自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
我们知道我们要承担一件事情，做一件事情，至少我们需要有那个力量。
In order to undertake a task, we need to first have the strength.
所以第一个，我们拥有那更美的力量。
First, we must seek that better strength.
我们里面那一个人能够更加的坚强。
So that our inner man can become stronger.
有很多的人他有很强的意志力。
There are many who have a great determination.
但是这个人的这个 will, 人的这个意志力啊，常常是不可靠的。
But this will is unreliable.
人可以做很多的立志。
We can make many decisions.
但是这个立志常常也是不可靠的。
But these determinations are also unreliable.
所以有人说戒烟还不简单，我已经戒了100次。
Some people may say it is not easy to quit smoking. I have quit so many hundreds of times.
做个立志是很容易的。
It may be easy to make a decision.
甚至有人做了很大很大的立志。
And some may have exerted a very strong will.
但是还是以失败来收场。
But the end result is still failure.
因为没有那个里头的力量。
Because they do not have that inner strength.
那今天我们在主耶稣基督里头，靠着圣灵的帮助，我们里面那个人能够越来越坚强。
Today, when we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ and by relying on the strength of the Holy Spirit, we can become, our inner man can become stronger.
尤其当我们有很这个恳切的祷告。
Especially when we pray fervently.
我们发现我们能够突破我们所认为的困境。
We will discover that we can break through our difficulties.
我们发现我们能够除掉那个残累我们的一些错误以及罪。
We will discover that we can eliminate those sins and those obstacles that hold us back.
在哥林多后书里头，用这个摩西来跟新约的执事做比较。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, there is a comparison between Moses and the ministers of the new covenant.
这个所谓的执事啊，也就是仆人，也就是工人。
And these deacons are also servants and workers.
那旧约的摩西啊，他是帮助带领百姓来脱离这个法老的手。
Moses of the Old Testament guided the Israelites to depart from the power of Pharaoh.
摩西成为神的工人。
Moses became the servant of God.
他来帮助百姓脱离法老的这种政治上的辖制。
He helped the people to be freed from the political power that Pharaoh had over them.
当你要脱离一个辖制，你必须要有力量。
And when we want to throw off this obstacle, we need to have strength.
那今天在新约时代，我们更重要的是我们脱离了撒旦的辖制。
Now in the New Testament, we need to be rid of the limits placed on us by Satan.
法老是人。
Pharaoh is a man.
那要脱离这个撒旦的辖制所需要的力量当然更大。
And it requires even greater strength to be freed from the restrictions of Satan.
所以今天我们拥有更大更美好的力量。
Therefore, today we have a greater and a more wonderful strength.
再请看哥林多后书三章十七节。
Let us refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
一个新约的执事得着了更美的自由。
A minister of the new covenant has received the greater freedom.
很多人生活在自由的世界里头，但是却没有自由。
Some live in the free world, but they do not have liberty.
因为被罪恶所捆绑。
Because they have been bound by sin.
因为被迷信所捆绑。
Because they have been bound by superstition.
有更多的人是被物质所捆绑。
And many have been bounded by their possessions.
但是一个新约的执事，他是有自由的。
But a minister of the new covenant has freedom.
我们请参考哥林多前书第六章。
Let us refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12.
十二节，凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
一个新约的执事，他有这样的一个生活的一个原则。
A minister of the new covenant will hold on to this type of principle in their daily lives.
知道怎样来取舍
？And he
知道怎样来得到或者舍弃
？And he will have the wisdom to receive or to give up.
是很自由的，可以来自由的不去做不应该做的事情。
And he has the freedom to choose not to do those things that he ought not to do.
能够很自由的，有勇气的来做应该做的事情。
And he has the freedom and the courage to do those things that he should do.
今天有很多的人是被很多的事情来捆绑。
Today there are many people who are bound by different things.
那一个新约的执事在主耶稣基督里头拥有那美好的自由。
But a minister of the new covenant has a greater freedom within Jesus Christ.
因为有主耶稣的教训成为我们生活的一个原则。
Because the teachings of Jesus Christ become a principle of daily life.
不但知道什么是对的，而且能够去做。
Not only do we know what is right, but we are able to do as it says.
绝大部分的人是知道什么是对的，但是不一定做得出来。
The majority of people know what is right, but they cannot follow accordingly.
其实这就是许多人的最大的不自由。
And this is the greatest lack of freedom for most people.
那保罗也告诉我们说，我们这个凭着信心，把事情很清醒的、很清楚的来看。
Paul also told us that by faith we can see things clearly.
我们请看罗马书十二章。
Let us refer to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
罗马书十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
我凭着所是我的恩，就对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所是 所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
这里告诉我们说，我们能够把事情看得很清楚。
Here it tells us that we can see clearly.
很清醒的来看一件事情。
We can see something soberly.
很清醒的来看我们周遭的人。
We can see those around us soberly.
这样我们就不容易因为周遭的事情或者人而来让我们的心境、我们的心情受到影响。
In this way, those situations around us or those people around us will not impact our inner man.
有很多的人是不能够很清醒的来看事情、来看人。
There are many who do not have the ability to see people or situation very soberly.
所以总是生活在许多的这种愁苦烦恼里头。
And this person lives a life full of sadness and suffering.
常常很喜欢做比较。
And is always comparing.
觉得说别人这样子，我也一定要这样子。
He may feel if someone is like this, then I also want to be like them.
常常并不没有去考虑说这是不是真的是我需要的。
And he does not think if this is really what I need.
常常没有去考虑说这是不是真的我目前的能力所能够做得到的。
And he does not measure whether or not I can accomplish this with my current abilities.
就将自己好像钻入了一个漩涡里头。
And it is as if he is locked within a space.
没有把事情看清楚，也没有把自己看清楚。
He cannot see a situation soberly, and he cannot see himself clearly.
所以常常生活在对自己的不满。
And that is why he is always dissatisfied with his own life.
常常也对周遭的人跟事情不满。
And that is why he is also dissatisfied with those people around him.
是一个没有自由的生活。
This is a life without freedom.
那一个新约的执事，他总是能够靠着神的恩惠，很清醒的来看人，来看事情。
A minister of the new covenant can rely on the grace of God to see people and to see situations soberly.
所以在决定事情、在做事情都是很实在的。
And that's why he is very honest when he is making a decision upon a certain situation.
所以跟别人比起来，并不一定说每一天让人来看起来是那么的丰富。
And if his life is compared to that of others, it might not seem as abundant.
但是是很实实在在的，很努力的来过每一天。
But he leads his life with all honesty and with hard work.
这样才能够拥有真正的平安跟喜乐。
This is only way to have lasting and true peace.
为什么人常常会失去平安跟喜乐？
Why is it that people lose their joy and peace?
常常就是因为对周遭的人跟事情没有很清楚、很清醒的来看见。
It is because they have not seen those things or those people around them very clearly and soberly.
好，我们请再看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's refer back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章十一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11.
十一节，若那毁掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious.
这里一样是拿摩西跟我们来做比较。
And this is a comparison of Moses and ourselves.
摩西是一个有荣耀的人。
Moses was a man who had glory.
尤其当他到西乃山。这个领受神所颁布给他的十诫
especially when he went up to Mount Sinai and he received the Ten Commandments from the hand of God.
当他下山的时候，他甚至他的脸会发光。
And when he descended from the mountain, his face was shining.
但是我们所要得到的这个荣耀荣光呢，是胜过摩西。
But the glory that we are to receive is greater than that of Moses.
因为我们拥有那个更真实的盼望。
Because we have a truer hope.
我们请看哥林多后书三章十八节。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸 得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
今天因为主耶稣的宝血，所以我们是像这里所说的是敞着脸，脸是敞开的。
And because of the blood that Jesus Christ shed, our face today is unveiled.
我们直接的来到施恩的宝座前。
And we could come boldly before the mercy seat.
在过去这个是由这个幔子所隔开的。
In the past, it was divided from us by a curtain.
在主耶稣在十字架上断气的时候，那个圣殿的幔子裂为两半。
And when the Lord died upon the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn in two.
那这代表着一个很重要的意义。今天我们不用再借着过去的大祭司为我们进入至圣所里头。
And this event had a great meaning, which is that we no longer rely on the high priest to go into the Holy of Holies for our sake.
今天我们直接的来到施恩的宝座前。
Today we can directly come before the mercy seat.
今天我们能够领受圣灵。
And today we can receive the Spirit of God.
所以保罗说，那我们都要变成主的形状。
And Paul says that we will be having the image of the Lord.
那个是荣耀再加上荣耀。
That is glory upon glory.
我们要有主的形状。
We must have the image of God.
就是我们能够越来越拥有这个神的性情。
Which means that gradually we need to have more of this character of God.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Through reliance on the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣经的帮助。
And through the help of the scriptures.
靠着弟兄姐妹互相的帮助。
And through the help and support of the brothers and sisters.
今天主耶稣拣选我们。
Today the Lord has chosen us.
有一个神圣的目的。
And he has a very important goal for us.
就是要让我们跟神的性情有份。
Which is for us to partake of this image of God.
让我们越来越像主耶稣基督。
So that we can become more and more like Jesus Christ.
就好像保罗所说的，让基督在我们里头来成形。
So that, like Paul said, Jesus can be manifested within us.
就像我们赞美诗所说的，让人从我们身上来看到主耶稣。
Like in one of our hymns, let others see Jesus in you.
这是一个极大的恩典，这是一个极大的荣耀。
This is a wonderful grace and a wonderful glory.
这不是一个理想，这会成为一个事实。
It is not an ideal, but rather a future reality.
在主耶稣的恩惠里头，我们看到很多人很努力的在追求，真的，他将主耶稣基督活出来了。
We see that under the grace of Jesus, many are trying to live out Christ in their lives.
这里说到是荣耀再加上荣耀。
In this verse, it tells us that glory is added unto glory.
不但在现在，我们将主耶稣基督活出来。
We will not only live out Jesus Christ here and now.
还有很重要的，将来我们要拥有像主耶稣基督那样子荣耀的身体。
But more importantly, we will one day have the same glorious body as Jesus Christ.
请看腓立比书三章二十一节。
Let's refer to Philippians chapter 3, verse 21.
腓立比书三章二十一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 21.
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body?
我们现在这个血肉之体，被称为是卑贱的身体。
Our fleshly body is called the lowly body.
因为这是尘土所造。
Because it is made of the dust of the earth.
所以它非常的脆弱。
Therefore it is very fragile.
在亚当里头，这个是被咒诅的 是被命定要朽坏的。
Under Adam, this body has been cursed and it will be destroyed.
啊，所以这个肉人所带的这个血肉肢体都要归土。
Therefore, this flesh that we have will return to the dust.
啊，但是今天我们在主耶稣基督里头，我们有着更大的荣耀。
But in Jesus Christ, we have a greater glory.
啊，因为将来我们的身体要复活，要改变，像主耶稣荣耀的复活的那个荣耀的身体。
Because one day our body will be resurrected, and our body will be like the glorious body of Jesus Christ.
使徒约翰说，这是我们大家共同有的活泼的盼望。
The Apostle John said that this is a common living hope that we all share.
哦，所以他说，如果我们有这个盼望，我们就要更努力的来效法主耶稣基督。
Therefore, if we have this hope, we must endeavor to manifest Jesus Christ.
哦，所以成为新约的执事，一方面是极大的恩典，那另一方面也是一种责任。
Becoming a minister of the new covenant is a great blessing, but it is also an important responsibility.
哦，这个执事其实它的意思就是神的仆人，神的工人。
And to be a minister means to be a servant or a worker of God.
我们请再看回哥林多后书第三章。
Let us return to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章第八节。
Verse 8.
何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？
How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious?
啊，这个新约的执事也被称为是属灵的执事。
The ministry of the new covenant is also called the ministry of the Spirit.
啊，第九节。
Verse 9.
若是定罪的执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就越发大了。
For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory.
哇，这里又用另外一个称呼叫做称义的执事。
This ministry of the new covenant is also called the ministry of righteousness.
哦，这个都是非常美好的称呼。
And these are wonderful titles.
哇，这个都是恩典。
And these are all blessings.
啊，但是这也告诉我们，啊，我们是有责任的。
But this also shows us that we have a responsibility.
啊，我们要做神更美好的工人。
And we have to be better servants of the Lord.
再请看第三章的第三节。
Let us also refer to chapter 3, verse 3.
你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart.
为什么说我们是更美的工人？
And why does it say that we are more wonderful servants?
因为有圣灵的这个应行工作。
It is because of the manifestation and the work of the Holy Spirit.
在旧约时代啊，这个神的灵不是在每一个人身上工作。
In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God did not work among all the people.
只是一些特别的，比如说这些士师或者先知。
And the Spirit of God was only manifested among the judges and the prophets.
而今天圣灵是普遍性的，在我们每一个人身上来工作。
But now the Holy Spirit is commonly working among all of us.
所以今天我们每一个人都有圣灵来跟我们同工。
Therefore today, every one of us has the Spirit of God to collaborate with us.
圣灵像水一样。
And the Spirit is
像水 ，water.
The Spirit is like water.
所以我们可以给人带来带来滋润，可以给人带来洁净。
And we can bring cleanliness and nourishment to others.
圣灵像风。
And the Spirit is like the wind.
我们可以带给人这种凉爽的这种这个喜乐。
We can bring a refreshing joy to the people.
啊，圣灵像火。
And the spirit is like fire.
啊，我们可以带给人像火一样的这种温暖热切。
And we can bring this warmth like that of the fire to other people.
啊，圣灵像油。
And the spirit is like oil.
啊，我们可以来这个医治人的这种伤痛。
We can heal the wounds of the people.
啊，我们可以带给人更新。
And we can bring renewal to others.
啊，因为我们是新约的执事。
Because we are the ministers of the new covenant.
啊，因为我们有圣灵跟我们每一个人来同工。
Because the Holy Spirit is working with each one of us.
啊，所以我们领受了更大的恩典，我们当然也负有更大的责任。
Therefore, the more we have received, then the greater our responsibility.
啊，所以我们要靠圣灵的帮助，要固守着这个真理。
We should rely on the help of the Holy Spirit to hold on to this truth.
啊，我们要靠圣灵的帮助，将真理给显明出来。
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit to manifest the truth.
啊，包括着神对生活的这些美好的教训，
including all the wonderful teachings that the Lord had for our daily lives，
让我们的生活能够被周遭的人所羡慕，
so that our life will be admired by others，
真的拥有耶稣基督里头的那种平安跟喜乐，
and that we must possess that true peace and joy of Jesus Christ，
我们要广传真理。
We must preach the gospel.
因为我们是新约的执事，我们领受更大的恩典，我们有更大的责任。
Because we are the ministers of the new covenant, the more blessings we have received, the greater our responsibility.
我们最后看哥林多后书三章十二节。
Finally, let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12.
十二节，我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说。
Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech.
这里保罗说我们大胆地讲说。
Paul says here that we must speak boldly.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
因为我们已经领受了这极大的恩典。
Because we have already received this great blessing.
当然我们也不断地朝着这种变成主的形状的这一个目标来前进。
And we must pursue this goal of becoming more and more like Jesus Christ.
因为我们有圣灵的帮助。
Because we have the help of the Holy Spirit.
就像三章十八节说， 如同从主的灵变成的。
Just as in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8, it says, as it is transformed from the Spirit of God.
哥林多后书三章十八节最后一句话。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
最后一句话说，如同从主的灵变成的。
Transformed just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们需要帮助，才真的能够这个改变、转变。
We need help in order to really transform ourselves.
那我们也实际的，真的有这个最大的帮助。
And we truly have this great help.
就是圣灵，他来帮助我们。
Which is the help of the Holy Spirit.
一起唱诗四百一十七首。
Let us sing hymn 417.
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided.